This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Terrasonic.
This program is brought to you by listener members of KGNU and Ecoscape Environmental Design. Ecoscape is a locally owned, certified, sustainable landscape company offering landscape design, build, and maintenance services to Boulder County. Ecoscape creates outdoor living spaces and dynamic xeriscape gardens. EcoscapeDesign.com. Ecoscape, caring for your land naturally.
Your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around, getting some really weird stuff going on in my headphones, but that's okay, we'll figure it out. Glad to be here today with you, right here in the studio, live and in person. If you want to get in touch, I'd love to hear from you at 303-442-4242. Got a lot of great music ahead in the show for you, as always. So keep it locked to Terrasonic on your community radio station, KGNU.
Oh,
to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host. This and most every Saturday, noon to one, right here on listener-supported KGNU Community Radio. Thank you very much for joining me today. Gray, cool day here on the Front Range. But, of course, we could use the moisture. And it's as much as I personally really do actually love a summer swelter, not 90 is pretty nice, too. We began the show with music from Conjunto Media Luna, Pajarita Golondrina, a live recording. This is the 50th single released from Incorrecto label out of Bogota called Angustia Inmemorial. After that, new music from Japan's Niño Crusaders, teaming up with Colombia's Frente Cumbiero to present Niño Cumbiero, Niño Crusaders, a 10-piece band out of Japan, reimagining folk music, not just from Japan, but from all around the world, and pretty cool collaboration there from Colombia with them. Then the Meridian Brothers, from their latest Cumbia Siglo 21, Cumbia del Tucumán. And, of course, a very quirky, as is most of their music, cover of Son of a Preacher Man. In the background right now, new music from Andy Wan. He is an Ngani player from northern Malawi. And this is from Digital Indigenous 01 Imba Africa, the first in a series of releases from 1000 Hertz Records, featuring artists in Africa making very modern music under very rudimentary conditions. And 1000 Hertz label based somewhere in Poland. And they reached out to me to send me this release, and thank you very much for that. The track is called Mental Vimba. A lot of music still to come in the show, so let's just get back to it. 303-442-4242 if you'd like to reach me. I'm here in person, so let's chat. I'd love to hear human voices, not on Zoom, even over the phone. It's great. Here's some new music from Lady Bone. So far, so far, so far, no believe yet, just go away. So far, so far, so far, no come yet.
I'm
set we heard from Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga. From her debut album, Enjoy Your Life. She is from, I believe, Nigeria, but I'm not positive. I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to check. But that track called Suffer, Suffer. Then going back a few years to Zimbabwe, the collection called Hallelujah, or a band called Hallelujah Chicken Run. And
Thank you.
Man, must be having a good time because the time is flying by on this week's episode of Terrasonic. Supersonic Flight on the Magic Carpet Ride. That last track comes from mid-70s Cape Verde, Volsky, San Nicolau, a group of musicians from the Cape Verdean island of San Nicolau, from another analog Africa record called Fundo de Mare Palinha, the limited dance edition, and a track called Abole. Before that, new music from Brazil, Gatsa is the artist's name, and this track features João Mille Mare. The record's called Taxidermia, Volume 1, that song called Seguinte. And before that, Bahama Soul Club from Bohemia After Dawn. That is a 2020 release. And from that, we heard Alma Sola featuring Arema Arega. And before that, it was Aaron Maple from Free Shelter Edits number 3, Joka, the Aaron Maple edit. And from Super Sami Edits out of India, it was Sasam. And proceeds from that track, which is available for free or donation on Bandcamp, to go to helping with immigrant workers in India. In the background right now, the group is Asmarina from Ethio Peaks Volume 4, Ethio Jazz and Music Instrumental from 1969 to 1974. My Asmara, the name of the song. Well, just a little over 10 minutes to go in the show before we give way to headlines from the BBC, followed by Reggae Bloodlines. The Donovan in the house with you today. Really great to just see that man's face in person. I see this guy like twice a month every Saturday, twice a month for, I don't know, 10 years, 15 years doing this show, and I don't see him for 6 months, and so it's really good to see him again. And, yeah, so stick around for Reggae Bloodlines. Coming up, following headlines for the BBC at 1 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, D-Rider brings you 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. An hour of news starts at 6 with from the BBC, and then our Saturday evening music programming kicks off at 7 with Sound Lab, Andrew Hogel in with you this evening. And then Grateful Dead Hour, and then Bias Data with Electronic Air. So much music ahead for you today and every day on KGNU. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. We'll come back to say goodbye, but let's float a little bit, shall we, with this piece again from Asmarina. It's Terrasonic on KGNU. Thank you. For today's show and past episodes and the playlists and all of that at afterfm.com/terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel, archive programs, in studio performances, live performances, same thing, interviews, etc. AfterFM.com. You'll also find an archive of Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/terrasonic, and you can join us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. Reach me anytime via email, terrasonic@gmail.com. Taking us out of here, it's Najwanan Baidar doing some cool stuff with some old Afghan folk music and some newer effects and tweaks and embellishments and additions. Very cool, haunting stuff from Najwanan Baidar. That's going to do it for me, Joel Davis, your host for Terrasonic. We'll see you back here next Saturday, noon to 1, if all goes as it should. And there's no guarantee of that these days, but we do our best. You've been listening to Terrasonic on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229 AC Netherlands, K254 CH LaPorte, and K256 CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-supported community radio for the Front Range and beyond. Take care of yourselves and each other. We'll see you back here next time for another episode of Terrasonic. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Hello, I'm Nick Kelly with BBC News. Several thousand women in Belarus, many in national dress, have been rallying in central Minsk in what they call a march of solidarity, urging President Lukashenko and the government to resign. Riot police made several arrests. Our correspondent Minsk says more marches are expected on Sunday.
The authorities will be hoping, I think. In recent days, a string of opposition figures have been called in for questioning. The pressure that has been put on the media, I'm sure the authorities will be hoping that that will keep numbers down. But from watching today's protest, the women's march through the centre of Minsk, there are a lot of people on that march. And I think that it's clear that the level of anger, certainly in the capital here, is such that tomorrow we can expect another large rally.
For the first time, North Korea has posted a series of coded messages on YouTube. In a short clip that was put on the video sharing platform by the state-run agency Radio Pyongyang, a female lists what are posted as assignments for the remote education university. More from our Asia-Pacific editor, Celia Hatton.
In a video clip that lasts for just over a minute, a black screen with a string of numbers is displayed while a female voice reads instructions in Korean. She lists what are described as assignments for an unnamed remote education university, instructing so-called expedition agents to study what appear to be book sections and page numbers, repeating phrases such as number 23 on page 564. North Korea has broadcast similar mysterious messages over the radio since the Cold War era.
Police in Berlin have ordered a big demonstration against Germany's coronavirus restrictions to disperse. The authorities said participants, estimated to be around 18,000, were flouting rules about social distancing. There's also been a large demonstration in London against coronavirus restrictions, tracking systems and possible vaccinations. The first day of the Tour de France has taken place after a two-month delay because of the coronavirus outbreak. More than 170 cyclists set off on the three-week event from Nice. Teams will be expelled from the race if two members test positive for COVID-19. But France's sports minister, Roxana Maracineanu, hailed the return of the world-famous race.
This sporting event, with all the measures in place, with all the carefulness that will be applied to all the teams and cyclists, is essential to also show the people that it's possible to bring back sports, despite the fact that, of course, we will be in contact with others. Of course, there are moments of intense efforts when we can't wear a mask, but it's very essential for it not to stop.
You're listening to the World News from the BBC. President Xi Jinping has said the Chinese Communist Party needs to strengthen its position in Tibet and improve integration of its ethnic groups in the cause of national unity. Addressing a symposium on Tibet's future, Mr. Xi said ideological education needed to be enhanced in Tibet's schools to, as he put it, plant the seeds of loving China in the hearts of every youth. The Lebanese army says seven people remain missing nearly 4 weeks after a massive explosion at the port in Beirut. An army spokesman said search and rescue operations will continue to look for the missing, who include three Lebanese nationals. The UN and Washington have urged Libya's leaders to return to a full and inclusive political process to meet the aspirations of the Libyan people. The call follows the suspension of the interior minister by the internationally recognised government of Fayez al-Sarraj late on Friday. Fatih Bashagha had criticised militia gunmen for firing on crowds protesting in Tripoli about living conditions.